Hello and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy here with Pat. Today is Thursday, August 20th, 2020. You can check us out on Twitter at the DeFi Daily or online at thedefidaily.com. As always, thank you to our sponsor, Bitwave. Bitwave is a DeFi investment and digital asset management platform that does allocation monitoring, token tax tracking, gain loss reporting, and more. You can check them out online at bitwave.io and Bitwave platform on Twitter. All right, Pat, let's get into it. So today, the Avening. For the first time ever, lending protocol app surpassed Maker to become the number one DeFi protocol with 1.21 billion TVL.
Yeah, and that's actually gone up. This is notable because Maker was the first real DeFi, player in the market with any real traction. Now, Aave has actually been around since 2017. It was originally called Ethlyn, so they've been at this a while too. I don't know. The market cap is looking at the governance tokens. If you listen to us, you know we often say, remember, the governance tokens really are designed to have no value. So this is really high speculation with a soupçon of confidence in the protocol thrown in here. Aave has some really cool features that Maker doesn't. So Aave has flash loans, which is, you think one of the things for flash loans is you can think about a great example here. Flash loan lets you borrow, then repay an amount of money within one single block. So within kind of one set of transactions. So an example of what you can do with a flash loan that you can do in other ways, but it works really nicely, is a flash loan would allow you to borrow a bunch of money in the same transaction, go buy crypto from one exchange, move that crypto to another exchange, sell it on the other exchange, and then return the money. So in effect, you could in a single transaction do arbitrage. And you could do this at very, very high leverage because you have access to massive amounts of money and you're just paying interest for the length of one single block, one single sort of 13-second period on the blockchain. So there is some cool stuff about Aave, but at the end of the day, a lot of these protocols are pretty similar. And again, this is the governance tokens themselves are highly, highly speculative instruments with no real value behind them.
Another thing that happened is YFI prices exceeded Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I mean, obviously, you have to always remember pricing is not market cap. Pricing is not overall value. So the price went to 7. I think at the most it was at 17,000. Right now it's running about 13,000. Bitcoin's running about 11,800 right now. 11,800. But the market caps are vastly different. So the market cap for Bitcoin is 300 billion. The market cap for, or whatever, is 200 billion. The market cap for YFI is 300 million. So we're talking about, three orders of magnitude difference in market cap size. But still, people will say that price doesn't matter. And in a lot of ways it doesn't, because the overall pool is what really does matter. But that being said, when you look at something like a company stock, and a company stock goes through a split, usually you will see like an 8%, I think it's about 8% bump in the post-stock split price going up. So I think that's somewhat comparable here, is that there is value, there is intangible value in your price. And so breaking a barrier like having a coin that's worth more than Bitcoin absolutely is a really, it is going to kind of make people think about this coin.
Interesting. All right. There are claims that we have surpassed $10 billion U.S. dollars worth of stable coins on the Ethereum network. Do you think that's being driven by DeFi? What do you think is caused this boom?
Yeah, it's been driven by DeFi. It's been driven by, categorically, it's been driven by DeFi. Most of the ways that DeFi is being used today, or I would say exploited for high yields, involves having a lot of these stable coins. So it involves using like 5x leverage, five different loans over and over again to go from DAI to USDT, back to DAI, back to USDT, back to, SUSD. When you do so there is, in order to do that, each of those transactions, there needs to be that stable coin locked in the ecosystem. So yes, people are moving money here. They're able to make returns off of this. They're getting yield. I mean, the other thing to look at here, which obviously we're talking $10 billion, the USM1 monetary supply is $2 trillion or $10 trillion. I mean, again, that same level, like, you know, 3-4 orders of magnitude difference here. But it's still significant that people aren't, you know, you have money in a bank, US dollars in a bank right now, you're not making any, you're making 0%. And if you're in Europe, you're making less than 0% interest rates. So the fact that you can actually get, you know, 1% and theoretically up to 1,000% in some of these cases, interest rates from yield farming, yes, there's absolutely incentive to start moving more money into Ethereum to get those returns.
And you think stable coins are the best way to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you're yield farming, you tend to be doing these pairs. You tend to do like USDT for USDC and then back again as part of the yield farm. That is a lot less risky. There's a lot less of a chance that you're going to see a drastic price movement, a liquidating price movement from USDC versus US, like SUSD, than you are from Ethereum versus USDC. So you're seeing people use a lot more of the stable coins to do these yield farming techniques, which is driving up demand, which is meaning it's going to move into the system.
Great. All right. Next, there's growing demand for having BTC on the Ethereum blockchain as it's increasingly being used in DeFi, as we've been talking about. It's estimated that 40,000 Bitcoin have been tokenized on Ethereum. And whether people like it or not, Bitcoin has undeniably become a part of DeFi.
Yep, absolutely. This gets back to our market cap conversation. You know, at the end of the day, Bitcoin is big dog. So if you are a Bitcoin whale or even a Bitcoin, salmon, you are going to have a lot of coins. And right now the money you're getting from that is going to be appreciating per crypto standards. So, you know, Bitcoin is up this year. Overall, that's great. So, you know, that is appreciation there. But wouldn't it be better if you could take that money and do something with it? The big issue with Bitcoin, of course, is that they're on the Bitcoin network itself. There are no constructs for smart contracts. So the only way to really get leverage off your Bitcoin in order to be gaining interest off of it is to go to something like BlockFi or Sol, which are centralized platforms. People don't like centralized platforms in this world. It makes people very nervous. So what they would much rather do is figure out a way to get their Bitcoin onto the Ethereum network, where they can then use it for all this really cool stuff that we are always talking about, like AV. So you're going to see more and more of this. Right now, it's about 1% of Bitcoin has been tokenized. I don't know where we're going to see that. You know, the other side effect here is that Bitcoin transactions have been expensive, not as expensive as Ethereum, but they actually have been expensive. So for a while, it made a ton of sense when Ethereum was a lot cheaper to do transactions. It made a ton of sense to wrap your Bitcoin and then use the Ethereum network to actually transfer back and forth. Right now, with gas fees where they are, it doesn't make as much sense.
All right. Well, last, let's just look at some of the numbers for today. Bitcoin prices were at $11,887. That's up 1.28% in the last 24 hours. ETH is also back up 3.3% today. It was trading at $416.26. Bitcoin Cash is up 1.8%, trading at $293.45. And Binance Coin was up 4.35%, trading at $23.21. And then last, Spaghetti Money, which we discussed yesterday.
Hashtag pasta money.
Well, they are down. So Spaghetti price today was 38 cents with a 24-hour trading volume of $1.1 million. But the pasta price dropped 71% in the last 24 hours.
But can you really ever stop the spaghetti monster? I think that's the real question here.
So that info is coming from CoinGecko for Spaghetti Money and CoinMarketCap for the other numbers. So as always, thank you so much for listening to the DeFi Daily. Hope you have a great day.
Have a good one.